Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And it's time for another weekend review. And before I start, I feel like I need to say my bad. I'm thinking I'm doing a good thing here by reviewing like new horror movies that just dropped. You know, to give you that fresh content instead of me just looking up some stuff. Which, you know, I was going to do that anyway, but I said, let me start out with, you know, some new content that, you know, just came out. Well, my last episode, VHS 94, that wasn't a home run. Go back and listen to that one if you haven't yet. So, you know, I said, okay, but we got a new movie from, you know, the studio A24. They're known for putting out those psychological, creepy movies with some shocking moments in them, Hereditary, Midsommar, Green Room, a lot of people haven't seen Green Room. Definitely check that out. Maybe I'll do an episode on that. To name a few, I thought for sure I couldn't go wrong with this new release, Lamb. And I'm not saying it's bad, but let's get back to that in a minute. I'm getting way ahead of myself here. Again, I'm reviewing Lamb this week. This, you know, just came out in this episode. This weekend, and what is this one about? We start out with this shot of some sheep in a barn and some strange noises. There's clearly something going on. Spoiler free, not going to get too much into that. Then we see a couple going about the business of running the farm. We see everyday life, you know, just, you know, whatever. Then we get a, you know, they're helping out, you know, in the barn, you know, the sheep are giving birth or whatever. And things seem to be going normally for the most part. But then when they deliver this one and, you know, they pull it out, we see on their faces there's something different. And actually, that's pretty much where I need to stop. And, you know, from there, it's broken up into three different chapters, and we see what happens after, you know, the birth of this sheep, this lamb. So what did the pros think about this one? Well, they came in at an 88%, which is, it's uncommon for a horror movie, but not uncommon for A24 productions. They usually score pretty high. The audience score is right at a 60% right now as of this recording on the Rotten Scale. Which tells me we got a split audience that is only slightly recommending this. And I gotta say, never has a score been, audience score been so accurate on this one. So what did I think? First, let's get to these positives. Very strong performances from the couple, and then there's one other human character that's, you know, comes along, and all three of the human characters, very strong performances, and it got some good performances from the animals too. I don't know how they did it, but somehow they got shots of like the cat and the dog like looking confused and like wondering what was going on. And that confusion is also mirrored by the audience, because we're sitting there like, okay, what are we looking at? It's broken up again into three chapters. The first chapters, there's like very little dialogue and, you know, sets the scene. And then we're introduced to the newborn, and we don't understand why they are so taken with the lamb, and brings us, you know, how they bring it into the home and everything. We're not understanding that. Then in chapter two, we get more of them settling in, you know, with the lamb, and there's a violent event that kind of sets things in motion. Spoiler free, we'll get into that. And then in that third chapter, and at this point, we're just waiting, because it's, you know, we feel it building, and we're just waiting to see, you know, what this is actually building to. And that anticipation, I mean, was at an all-time high. I mean, they did a really good job in this. I mean, there's so many layers to this movie. It's super original. I don't think two people are going to watch this and kind of get the same thing out of it, because clearly it's not just about what we're watching on the screen. For me, and here's, you know, because you're tuning in to see what I think, I think this is about the lengths that people will go to be happy after an extreme loss, and you're experiencing sadness, and you know, you do some things that you might not normally do to, you know, wrap your arms or try to grasp onto some happiness. It was also about the cycle of violence, which, again, I'm not going to get too much into that because, you know, I might get into spoiler territory. And then, finally, how about taking ownership of something that doesn't belong to you from the voiceless or someone that's powerless to stop you from doing it, with no regard for their feelings? And you think everything's cool with you doing that because, you know, you're not going to get any pushback. But then later on, you're realizing there may be an ultimate price to pay for, you know, doing what you did. At least that's what I got from it. Now, you may not get any of that, but, you know, that's the way I saw it. Now, let's get to these negatives. And the first one is pretty obvious. And by my intro, that's what I was referring to. This is in no way a horror movie at all. It's listed as a horror movie. They advertise it as a horror movie. I saw one advertising say it chilled me to the bone and all this stuff. So I was really hyped thinking this is going to be one of those, again, one of those Midsummer Hereditary type horror movies from A24. This was more like a fantasy drama with some creepy elements thrown in, but there's nothing at all scary about this. Now, this is a really slow burn, which is fine. You guys know how I feel about slow burns, what I say about slow burns. At some point, that fire has got to intensify, and it's got to jump off the rails and have some kind of big payoff, because we're watching a movie for, you know, in this case, this went in, I think it was an hour and 46 minutes, I believe. And, I mean, after watching a movie for an hour and 15 minutes, and it's, you know, slow, you're like, okay, what, you know, where's the payoff? What are we building to? So, you won't get that here. While I wasn't mad at the reveal and the conclusion, I was just hoping it would lead somewhere other than where I thought it was going. Because I kind of figured out where this was going to end up. Now, we got there in a really unique and original way. Like I said, I kind of thought where we were going, but I had no idea how we were going to get there. So that was cool. We got there in the original way, but it was still the ending that I expected. And finally, like I said, with the Green Knight, which I did a few episodes back, definitely go check out that episode as well if you haven't seen that. I did endorse that movie. That was pretty good. But this movie, like the Green Knight, this isn't for everyone. Again, this is probably better watched at home with the power to, like, pause and rewind. And obviously, you're at the movie, so you can't do that here. And, oh, the other thing I didn't tell you is this is a foreign movie with subtitles. It was shot in Iceland, I believe. So the whole movie is, you know, in a foreign language and subtitles. And they don't tell you that in any of the advertising. Not that I saw, anyway. Maybe there's some advertising out there I didn't see, but they don't hint at that at all. And you know me, I'm good with foreign movies and subtitles. And, you know, I prefer to watch it in the foreign language when there's subtitles. And, you know, so I can get the full essence of what, you know, the original content was. But a lot of people, they don't like reading subtitles. So, again, if you're going to go to the movies and you're going to really need to look at the screen and pay attention. Because, again, when there is dialogue and the dialogue is sparse to start with, you're going to have to read those subtitles. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to agree with the audience score. I was wrestling with the score for a minute, but 60% feels right. I think there's enough here to make it worth a watch for me. You know, the originality and strangeness of it all, and the layers that it has, and the messages or message that you can get from it, based on, you know, each individual viewing on how you see it. I bet you if I watch this again, I might get something else out of it. There's some great performances, of course, like I said earlier, that, and if they played, and I mean, the performances, they played them straight, but this could have easily fallen apart and been funny, because it's absurd. The concept of this is just absurd. And it's played in a serious tone, and, you know, it's not funny. But you're just watching this like it's normal, and it's not. But if this was some bad performances or bad actors, this could have easily have just been laugh out loud funny, and they're not intending it to be funny. So kudos to the director and, you know, the actors on how they played this out again. But this is nowhere close to being a horror movie, not at all. There are some, you know, some creepy atmosphere, and again, some things that are in the background. You're like, you're focused, but it's not like a creep. I mean, not scary. And again, it's really slow. And if you don't buy into this early, it's going to be boring for you and unsatisfying, which I think is why the audience score is teetering on where it is. And obviously, you know, the pros, they're into the artsy kind of thing. So it's not surprising they really enjoyed this and try to be all deep with it. But if you build something as a horror movie, you're expecting a horror movie. So I get why the audience is where it is. Yeah, and as far as, like I said, as far as, you know, the slow burn thing goes, while I think it was worth it, I can't fully tell you to go see this at full price. As, you really got to think about what kind of moviegoer you are before you see this. This is really in the deep end of the pool when it comes to slow burns. I mean, you're probably not going to get the payoff that you want or the payoff you expect. And that's, you know, going to hinder your enjoyment, whether you thought it was worth, you know, the full admission. But again, for me, I thought it was worth, it's worth a watch, and just not sure if you need to really run out and see this right away. Anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. And yeah, you know where I am on all streaming platforms now, up and running, Facebook, Instagram page is the same name. I post the posters and my clips there as well. And I promise you, this is a sincere promise. The next episode will be grounded strictly in horror. I'm going to look one up. I'm going to make sure that it's a horror movie. I'm not sure if it's going to be a disturbing one. I'm not sure if it's going to be, don't know what category it's going to be in, but I'm going to make sure that it's a horror and that it's billed as being really scary. We got to get back on track. This month is not starting off right with these horror picks for me. Do apologize. But yeah, next episode, expect hardcore horror. We're going to get to it. All right. Thank you again for spending a few minutes with me. I greatly appreciate it. I will see you guys next time. Peace.